Hello and welcome to this InventRight.com interview with successful inventor Stephen Key and his guest Barry Moltz, author of the book Bounce. Barry Moltz has founded and run small businesses with a great deal of success and failure for more than 15 years. Today, Barry will be talking about his book Bounce. The title of his book is Bounce: Failure, Resiliency, and the Confidence to Achieve Your Next Great Success. Barry is a nationally recognized expert on entrepreneurship who has given over 100 speeches to audiences ranging from 20 to 20,000. He was also elected into the Entrepreneurship Hall of Fame in 2004. Please welcome successful inventor Stephen Key of InventRight.com and his guest, Barry Moltz, the author of the book Bounce.
Barry, what inspired you to write the book Bounce? And I know you've heard this question a million times, but what was it that got you started to write this book?
Actually, the singular thing that really got me to write this book was I was really sick and tired of all those people telling me there's always something to learn from failure. I know we have that mantra in our society that we can't leave this place until we figure out why failure came and what failure has to teach us. And from my 25 years of experience, sometimes when we fail, it just stinks. There's absolutely nothing to learn. For example, in my last company, when my best customer was indicted by the government, what was I to learn? Not to do business with criminals? When my best employee went with her husband because his job brought him to another state, what was I to learn? Not to hire married people? I'm not saying that you can't sometimes learn from failure, but I believe if we just keep waiting to learn something from failure, it doesn't give us the ability to bounce. And so what does bounce mean? Bounce means is that when I have a failure, what I like to do is feel real good and sorry for myself, have a pity party, cheer the darkness. But after 24 hours, you got to think about what action can you take that will give you another chance of success.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm an inventor, and our group of listeners out there are people with ideas. And we're constantly dealing with failure, Barry. So is there any bit of advice that you can give us to help us deal with failure, rejection, all that kind of great stuff?
Well, you know, we know that failure is going to happen. It's not just a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Everybody that's tried to do anything revolutionary is going to fail. And I tell people, if you're not failing, then I don't think you're really trying hard enough. I think the most important thing, as I said from the outset, is that you really can't get stuck in failure. Failure is not final until the end, and the end is a very, very long way. As I said, learn whatever you can, but then keep moving, keep taking action. Do you know the story of Paul McGreevy and the Gossamer Albatross?
No.
There was a wonderful contest that was done back in the late 70s. Called the Kremer Prize, and they were giving out money to the first group of inventors that could fly an airplane for a mile under solely human power. As you can imagine, all the great technical institutions of the day entered, like Caltech and MIT, but one group of inventors, a guy named Paul McGreevy, he entered with his group of friends, and they entered a plane called the Gossamer Albatross. And the way that they ran the race was they would fly the Gossamer Albatross until it crashed. And when it didn't crash, they wouldn't spend a lot of time figuring out what went wrong. They'd fix the obvious stuff, but then they'd get the airplane up in the air again and fly it. During the course of the competition, the airplane crashed over 500 times. And actually, they won the prize. And I think that's what we have to do really as inventors is, I think it's okay to fail, learn whatever you can, but you got to keep progressing forward. You got to keep moving and taking action. You got to keep bouncing.
Great. That's great, Barry. Barry, what about fear? Talk a little bit about fear. I know you talk about fear in your book, and how do you overcome that for the unknown? How do you move forward when you're a little bit nervous or scared?
I think that what you have to realize that fear is okay. I mean, there's a big thing in our society, culture, that we're not supposed to be afraid, right? That fear is for cowards, that we have no fear, and I think it's just silly. If we're doing things that are revolutionary, if we're pushing forward, there's going to be fear, and I think that we have to really understand, how can we go forward with the unknown? How can we be comfortable with the uncomfortable, with the unknown? How can we, there's a famous thing that Andrew Carnegie used in his speaking classes that he says that when I get up to speak, I'm never going to make those butterflies in my stomach go away. We just really need to figure out how to make those butterflies fly in formation. And I think that's the idea. It's okay to be afraid. I think we should go on and do it anyways if we can handle whatever the outcome is. So don't try to get over your fear. Try to handle it within what you're trying to do. I fly every single week. I fly 100 flights a year. I'm an executive platinum flyer, and I hate to fly. How do I get over my fear of flying? I created on my iPod a list of playlist called Turbulence Tunes. That every 10 times turbulence got really bad, I would play this one playlist, and it helped me get through my fear. That's the way I get over my fear of flying.
Barry, okay, a lot of inventors, they need to develop some confidence in what they do. So what's in your book? What can you offer for advice that's in your book for inventors to develop more confidence?
I think that the way that you develop confidence is by setting patient interim goals. I believe it's great to go out there and have a wonderful vision, but somewhere along the line you gotta say, what's the first step, what's the second step, what's the third step in order to get to my goal? If you set patient interim goals, and I kiddingly tell people that they should strive for minimal achievement, that they should focus on one thing at a time, if you set patient interim goals and you're able to achieve those small goals, that will give you the confidence to achieve bigger things. And so if you look at whatever you're trying to invent, whatever you're trying to create, is really a series of small successes, small tests, small actions, I think you have much more of a chance of getting there. We have to really understand that getting to where you want to go, whatever you're trying to create, it's not a straight line. It's really much more zigzaggy, and the path is really bouncing from one action point to the other.
I see. You know, Barry, I had heard this quote, and I think it's from you, and I'm just – well, I would like to mention it because I really find there's some great truths here. Love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Now, that's your quote, isn't it?
Well, it's not my original quote, but it is on my website. You're the first person in about 5 years of interviews that ever brought it up. So first, I want to thank you for that because it really is my favorite quote, and it's really the quote that I live by. And I break it down to a couple things. Love everyone, which I really think from the outset, you really should try to be open to helping everyone and receiving help from anybody. You really should give people, everyone, the benefit of the doubt. At the same time, I believe there are very few people that we really should bring into our inner circle, our inner sanctum. Plato always said that we should only have as many friends as we can count on one hand. And I believe there's very few people that really make it into your inner sanctum. The final thing, then, in the end, we have to paddle our own canoe. A lot of entrepreneurs think that someone's going to come in and is going to save them. Someone's going to give them $1 million or $2 million. Something miraculous is going to happen. But really, we make our own luck. We make our own victories. And we have to go out there and we have to be responsible for the progress that we make. And we really can't be dependent on other people. So while the three different things may be in conflict with each other, it's really the way that I live my life.
You know, when I first read this quote, I've been now using it once a day, I think. Because I think you're right on that. It makes a lot of sense for me, and I think a lot of people will see the same thing. Barry, I want to thank you, and I want to mention to everybody out there that's listening or reading this blog, I love this book, Bounce. I think there's some great advice, especially if you're dealing with the unknown, if you're dealing with ideas, if you're reaching out to people, if you just want to move forward with your life, bounce through your life. I recommend this book highly. Barry, I want to thank you very much for joining us.
And thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we look forward to your next book.
Thank you very much. I think everyone does except for my wife.
Thank you very much, Barry.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the InventRight interview series with successful inventor Stephen Key from InventRight.com. If you'd like to know more about Stephen or InventRight, please visit us at InventRight.com. You can also reach us directly at 1-800-701-7993. That wraps it up for this podcast. We'll catch you guys next time.